Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, this has been out there for a while, but I thought the Trib did a good job. Little summation and also some details. Just the power of trade schools and how it's working out for a lot of people, a lot of individuals who maybe 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago felt like, well, I have to go to college. I have to go to a four-year college. There's no other choice. Minnesota State System. So this is the 33 public schools and universities. Enrollment is up. 5% of these colleges with the largest increases in technical school. Minneapolis College, and they point out one individual to start the story, has seen a 45% enrollment boost in trade programs the last 3 years. That's a big number, right? Dunwoody College. If you've lived here for any amount of time, you've heard of Dunwoody College. A 48% jump in students since 2014. More high school counselors, the story writes. Parents of teens are showing up there to find out more about it. Construction trades, which a lot of people think of. Well, this is Ty Dyrene, who thinks I'm Jason and wants to electrical up. I should just send her this story.
Be helpful for her.
Plumbing, electrical, and HVAC work. Strong numbers. I know somebody in their mid to late 20s. Smart person. And you know what he's pursuing? HVAC. Dunwoody's electrical construction program has seen, this is from the Trib story. I'm not making this up. A 383% enrollment bump.
Wow.
Since 14?
Wow.
Statistics from the Department of Employment and Economic Development shows the state's total enrollment in skilled trade programs was 11,000 in 23. Now, this particular area is up from 23 but down from 19, so the COVID effect is still there. What do we want to say about this? I want to hear from texters on this, on these jobs, which are essential to allowing people to have a productive life, to have good paying jobs, because the story points out it's good income. And also, there are a lot of us who are incompetent in the plumbing, electric, HVAC, and just fixing things at the home area. Okay? I'm not sure. I mean, now you, not bad, right? You've done a few things.
I can do a couple things.
Texture right away says, it's about time. Been saying this for years. Learn a trade. Now learn an AI-resistant trade. That's a good point. Why don't you grab that call, too? Let's get texts and calls on this topic. 651-461-9226. I say bravo. I say I'm all for it. I'm still not going to act like a four-year college degree under millions and millions and millions of examples of students isn't still something where you should just say, oh, I'm not a snob. I'm not going to do that. You find the right degree or you find the right discipline and you find the right fundamentals to life, college can be great. It really can. Maturing, growing up, having fun, finding a path in life. You know what else it can be? Extraordinarily expensive. It can also be pushing you to do something that, Dave, is really not for you. And there's no shame in that, by the way. And it's also not always 4 years. It's many times 5 and 6 years.
Yeah. Sometimes it's 2 years, and then you realize you've paid a lot of money for a terrible mistake.
Right. Right. So the multiplicity of options is great to see, but again, it's a nuanced conversation. It is, some are in this group, and by some, we're talking tens of millions, where you can make an argument they could do either, and bravo to them, okay? You can make an argument that no, because of your interests and the availability of your skill set, college is something you absolutely should pursue. And the exact same point can be made about these trade schools, including also with areas where you struggle. And I think sometimes the issue maybe can be parents too, where parents are like, nope, my kid has to go to college. You have to go to college. This is what I did. You have to follow me.
Yeah. Might be a status thing.
Might be a status
thing. Telling your friends, oh, my boy's at Arizona State. And they say, really? Arizona State?
Yeah. Did you again need to use my example? You're right, though. There is that. So bravo to this path. Let's look at some text. Take calls to 651-461-9226. What do you want to say? Maybe you're one of these individuals. You're in this. You're someone who went to a Dunwoody or Minneapolis College or plumber, electrician, HVAC, other areas in construction. Just having a great conversation with a friend of mine, construction, and how he was talking yesterday about the surge in this area where they are very fortunate, but they get it that not everybody has this opportunity. James has called in. Go ahead, James. You're on WCCO.
Hey, Chad. Big fan, first of all, so thanks for taking my call.
Very kind of you. Thank you. Thanks for saying that.
Yeah, I've listened to you for I don't know how god dang long. So I've been a union laborer. You guys do the Liuna commercial.
Yeah.
Right? And so I've been a union laborer for over 28 years. And I got only two to go, and I'm about ready to wrap it up. But I've worked with so many people that are paying off college debt with union wages. You know what I mean?
It's yes. Like, right? There's a lot of benefit. There's a lot of availability, and people should explore all the options. James, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and not feel any shame about it in any way.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. When I started, I was in the restaurant business, loved that, thought it was going to be great, got tired of the weekends and the holidays, so I joined the union. But I joined before there was an apprenticeship program. And where else are you going to go without a college education right out of high school making $45 an hour?
Yeah.
With medical, you know, all of that? It shouldn't be shunned on, that's for sure.
Well, and let's add this, and I'll let you go, James. Now with AI and where it is now compared to the giant monster it's about to be in the next few years, a lot of these jobs you can't just resolve with AI. And that's smart for people to think of if they're at a point in their life when they can look not just for the next month or year, but for the next 5, 10, 15 years.
Yeah, and AI is never going to be able to pour concrete.
Unless something dramatically changes, you're 100% right. James, thanks for listening. Keep calling.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
More text here at 651-461-9226. And you're talking about trades, but I want to tell you, now, my son graduated with a four-year degree in communications, had a job in the corporate world for 4 years, just quit, and now is attending barber school. A lot of those stories. And it's a little bit of what you said, too, depending on what the costs were in these circumstances. If all of a sudden he in this case has significant student loans or the family made adjustments, you can automatically, you know, this is another thing, too, that I think a lot of people need to come to accept that some kids at 18 do know exactly what they want to do. And maybe they wanted to do it from when they were 12. You're allowed to try something. And yes, there can be costs associated with it. And those are a pain in the ass. You're allowed to try something and realize it's not the path you thought it was going to be. Whether it was harder than you thought, whether you're not as good at it, whether your interest has changed, and knowing this world is about to be turned upside down by AI, and also greater opportunities on the trade side, only makes more sense. Before we get to another call or two, let's take a couple of texts. Now, an HVAC guy in Madison, where'd this go? Turning away business, netting 250 a year. We need more in the field. I'm a chef by trade. Unless you have an emergency, good luck getting your tech to that site. Yeah. I work in the industry. Don't always believe the data that there aren't as many trade jobs as people like to believe, and that work can be body crushing. Yeah. That's another comeback to this. A lot of these jobs are very, very taxing on your job, on your body, Dave. So when we're talking about the college part, and people just getting into it, and in their 20s and 30s, a lot of people can come back and call in and say, hey, I need that income, and I'm in my late 40s or 50s, and they're breaking down like you are. See, I just had to get one cheap shot at you.
Wasn't kind. In pain over here.
Yeah. Chad, I'm 64 years old and still don't have a clue what I want to do. Hate to disagree, but AI is already pouring concrete. Saw the story in 60 Minutes. It's been a good run. I have another story for you from the weekend that we'll get to maybe tomorrow about AI stopping another outlet from turning them off. Another one. Another one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jonas has called in. Jonas, you're on CCO.
Hi, Chad.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I've been in construction for about a little over 30 years. I was in college, went to college. Had a surprise situation with my girlfriend. Became pregnant, and we got married. And 20 years old, I went, well, college is going to be put on hold, and I went to work. And, you know, one thing I found, my son, I was only 20 when he was born, so I was a young father, and I would get, when he hit about middle school, there was this big push, and that would be probably late 90s, early 2000s, that teachers with basically the mentality of, hey, you got to go to college. You got to go to college or you're not going to get a house. You're not going to be able to have, you know, the quote unquote American dream. It's too hard. Need a degree.
Yeah.
And I would go to conferences and, you know, at one point I finally went and I said, listen, I said, that's great. But the world needs ditch diggers, cement guys, everything else. And to be quite honest, they make twice as much as you do as a teacher with your degree. So if you can have a life, you can have a life in the trades, a very good life. And when it comes to the college push, my son ended up working many summers for us while he was in college. He ended up getting a degree as an engineer. And, you know, when I asked him about his 4 years to learning, he said, you know, Dad, I'm designing computer chips for HP for supercomputers.
Yeah.
And he said, probably could have learned that skill in about 2 years of college.
Right.
And not
a lot of money.
4.5 years of a lot of money. And that's where our system is broken. It's not that college is bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's that colleges have become, an old timer once said to me, he goes, it's a government sponsored Ponzi scheme is what college is. Federally back the loans, and they get the kids to sign. And nobody cares if they want to get a degree in underwater basket weaving. Hey, it's a great degree. You should get it. Sign here.
It's more than
get out of school.
Jonas, I got to jump in because we're already late. It's more than that, but I get where frustrated individuals can look at the scheme financially and feel the same way as you. Thanks for calling. We'll come back with Jason. Jason's also going to take you home here on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.